Finally, a group of localized business magazines focused on small to mid-sized businesses and mailed free of charge each month to West Des Moines, Waukee, Urbandale, Grimes, and Johnston. Each issue of the Business Journal is packed with useful information, from legal advice, human resources, to tax tips. Information that is topical and relevant. In addition, the Business Journals are a great way to reach business leaders to market your products or services. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, helping business grow.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits, AUREON.com, Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids, realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Friday afternoon. With us as we broadcast from Minneapolis is Scott Skelling. Scott is with Rock Valley Tractor Parts in Rock Valley, Iowa. So what the heck, we have to go to Minneapolis to find you, Scott? What's going on?
Well, we're up here in Minneapolis this week for the National Tractor Parts Dealers Association summer meetings. We meet as a board and as a group of people of salvage yards all across the country, and we meet every summer in a different city. And
having a good time?
Having a good time.
Let's talk a little bit about Rock Valley Tractor Parts. This is maybe a business lots of people out there who aren't into agriculture don't know much about, but they would be familiar with auto parts dealers. They'd be familiar with recycling centers, those kinds of things. What is Rock Valley Tractor Parts?
Rock Valley Tractor Parts is a salvage company. We buy tractor parts, or buy tractors, whole tractors, and we dismantle them for their parts. Okay. We'll buy them as a project. If something's wrong with them, we'll just part them out and sell all the pieces.
And who buys those things? Obviously farmers or hobbyists or whatever they happen to be. But how far away from Rock Valley are you actually selling parts?
We sell parts actually all over the world. Of course, mainly right around in the Midwest is our bread and butter area. But we sell parts to Europe, Australia, et cetera. You know,
isn't that amazing when you stop and think about it?
Yeah, the internet is an incredible thing. Yeah. They can find you anywhere.
Yeah, we just had a story. You know, 3,000 Iowa companies last year sold $13.2 billion worth of goods and services worldwide. So we are a global economy.
We are, yes.
Scott, how does Rock Valley, okay, and why is a company that does business on a global scale, how in the world, you're in Rock Valley, Iowa? I mean, lots of people are going to go, what? What, you got to be kidding me?
Oh, well, we started in Rock Valley, Iowa as a salvage yard back in 1938. So we've been doing business since then. Just continue to do our thing. And now with the internet, we can get to a global scale.
When we talk about individuals who buy and sell things, how long have you been with Rock Valley?
I've been with Rock Valley Tractor Parts since 1995.
All right. So you've seen the adjustment in how people buy and sell things relative to the internet. How has that impacted your business?
The internet has been an incredible change to the industry. Where we did all of our phone or all of our sales via phone before, or walk-in customers, now it's mainly getting closer to internet. It's fewer and fewer walk-in customers, more and more internet sales. So.
Even on a local basis, I mean, say somebody's two counties away, they're finding your stuff online.
Right. If they could be two counties away, if it's something that's easy to ship, they'll ship it. They won't take the time to drive after it.
So it is all about convenience.
Correct. Time and convenience.
How does that work? Okay, for those of us who have trucks or cars or some type of vehicle, if that breaks down, you know, we got to have something fixed pretty quick. What is it like on the agricultural front? Are farmers or ranchers, are they pro maintenance? Are they looking at their stuff long term, or when something breaks, do we need it now?
Most of the time, it's when something breaks, we need it now.
Especially
when the economy is bad, guys will put things off. You know, they don't want to fix them until they absolutely have to. And that's where we have a niche market. We can we have the parts ready to go. They can buy them. We can ship them the same day. They can have them the next day, and they're going again.
It's amazing. So let's talk about the mechanics of Rock Valley Tractor Parts. So you buy a combine or a tractor or a piece of farm equipment that's been used and maybe junked at that point, and then what do you do with these parts? Do you take them off? You clean them, and you're what?
Yep.
Inventory them?
Yep. We're not a traditional salvage yard ourselves. We don't have 80 acres covered up by half tore down pieces of equipment. We bring them in as fast as we buy them. We tear them down. We inspect the parts, clean them up, put them in the bin, catalog them. So when you call and give me a part number, I can tell you right away that I have it or I don't have it, and we can ship them that same day.
Now, most of us who are driving trucks or cars or vehicles of any kind don't know exactly what those part numbers are. So how important is it that the people who they're calling or they're communicating with online knows what the stuff is?
Well, that's a critical thing. And anymore, one of the other wonders of the internet is a lot of the tractor parts catalogs are online. You know, if you have a John Deere part, go to jdparts.com. International has the same thing, partsstore.kish. It's all out there. You can do all of your own research. You can see how things come apart, how they go back together. You have the part number, then you're not relying on some guy on the phone to, well, maybe he knows what I'm talking about. And you can just give him a part number, and you're good to go.
You talked just a little bit ago about the economy, and the economy in many parts of the country is really booming. I mean, the stock market is up and down, depending on what happens with regard to international trade on whatever day that happens to be. But the farm economy over the past couple of years has suffered. Farmers out there are not getting what they used to get for a bushel of corn. Soybeans are now impacted with this trade war with China. What's it like out there? And how does your business perhaps benefit if the economy, the farm economy, is not doing so good?
We actually are a great help for people who are looking to save a little bit of money. You know, if the money's tight, which it always seems to be, we can offer you a low-cost alternative to go into the dealer. You know, we can get you parts at 50% off or less.
Really?
So, you know, you can get fixed and down the road and going without, you know, all the expense.
So I would imagine then, if the farm economy is not as bright as it was when we were getting $13 beans, $14 beans, that maybe your business should go up.
Right. My business actually is reverse cyclical that way.
Uh-huh.
We will be a little more prominent when the pennies are tight.
Yeah, and I would imagine pennies are pretty tight right now.
They are very tight.
Yeah, we were just in a conversation about trucking and transport in the NTPDA meeting here in Minneapolis. We're talking with Scott Skelling, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, from Rock Valley Tractor Parts. They were talking about transportation issues. If you're selling stuff, parts, all over the globe, that transportation, that linkage to get whatever the self-weasel winding torque inducer is to the customer, it's got to be important.
Yep, it's critical. And we're starting to see it already that transportation times are getting to be a little bit longer. You know, you start to see where you have to have all your paperwork done just exactly right, or you have issues and delays, and customers don't want that. When they're down, they need the parts, and they need them right now.
When we talk about internet sales, one of the things that it's going through all of the internet is taxation on whatever those sales are. How does Rock Valley deal with that?
Actually, we're just starting to learn more about that, and we're doing that with the association here as well. We're going to try to have a tax attorney come in and do some legwork for us, but we expect that is going to impact all of us in this association negatively, because we do a lot of internet sales.
Well, so. And then you've got to figure out, okay, what jurisdiction gets what tax and how all that works. That's got to be a bit of a headache.
Right. It's more time with your tax accountant and less time when you're selling parts.
And that doesn't make you any money. Yeah. It costs money, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You're the current president of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association. So you had a big meeting today. What were you talking about?
The primary thing that we talked about today was just how to grow our organization, how to bring more people in, make more people feel welcome, how to get the word out in front of them, change up what we've been doing for the last 30 or so odd years, and try to make it more of a welcoming organization to more of the salvage yards out there.
Well, that's one of the important things. You know, anybody that is a member of an organization, it doesn't matter whether it's the Chamber of Commerce or the local Elks Club or NTBDA, if you're getting value out of the membership dollars that you're spending, you're going to be a happy camper.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's a major push we have as well to grow member benefits. We've in the last 6 months, we've introduced, I think, 8 or 9 new member benefits. And any one of those benefits will more than pay for your membership. So
that's pretty astounding when you take a look at it. And if you use it, it's just like everything else. If you don't use it, it's an expense. You know, if you do use it, it's an investment.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yep, become a member. You can actually make money, more money, if you're a member of the organization.
That's Scott Skelling, ladies and gentlemen. He is Rock Valley Tractor Park. How many employees do you have up there, Scott?
Oh, we have about 11 right now.
Yeah?
Yep.
Have you seen that number? Oh, boy, look, we're going to go down a rabbit hole here, okay, because I got to ask you the question. Rock Valley, Iowa, is not a big town. As a matter of fact, you guys just suffered a flood up there that was monumental.
Monumental, yep.
What's it like on the employment front in a place like Rock Valley?
It is a struggle. There's a lot of industry in Rock Valley. We're a town of about 3,500 people. I think on a daily basis, we bring in almost 1,900 people into our town from the outside to work in the various machine shops and stores in town. So we are extremely short of employment.
And that's that way all over the place, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So when you deal with that, you have 11 employees. That's not a big place, but you know it's enough to keep you busy. Are you looking for people that have experience in the business, or can you pretty much train them that way?
I'd like to find people with experience, but that's not an easy thing to find. Mm-hmm. We are willing to train. My business alone, we would probably hire at least one, if not two more people right now, if they were qualified individuals. And I know numerous places in town, I mean, that would hire you at a heartbeat.
And when we talk about the talents that somebody has to have, irrespective of knowledge of tractor parts, what are the core things that you're looking for when you're hiring somebody? What are the things that, even though you might not know what a starter for a John Deere 4020 is, what are you looking for?
You need people who are motivated, who want to come to work every day, who want to learn. I can teach you tractor parts. I mean, I started in the business. I do nothing about it. But if you're willing to learn, I can teach you all the other stuff.
Scott Skelling, ladies and gentlemen, Rock Valley Tractor Parts in Minneapolis today for the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association Board Meeting. Scott, thanks for spending some time with us. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Michael.